Adam and JP's Summer Movie Special.
Find Adam and JP on Facebook and Twitter at Adam and JP.
Welcome back to the Adam and JP Summer Movie Special. Before the break, we were talking about the biggest summer movie star of the 1990s. He was a recording artist, a TV star. Then he became a box office phenomenon with his movies making over $2 billion. Adam, who are we talking about?
That would be Will Smith.
You know what the difference is between you and me? I make this look good.
Put the gun down and give me a pack of tropical fruit bubblicious. And some Skittles.
You gotta come down here with an attitude. Hacking all big and bad.
But I ain't mad. It's all right. That is all right.
Bad Boys, Men in Black, Wild Wild West, if you want to mention that one. And this summer, we get the sequel to one of his biggest films of all time, Independence Day.
Welcome to Earth.
He's not coming back, though.
Yeah, that's sad. No Will Smith.
No, but you do have Vivica A. Fox, Jeff Goldblum, and Bill Pullman coming back.
That's true. 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Spent 20 years trying to get us ready for this. We used their technology to strengthen our planet. But it won't be enough.
I see them in my dreams. They're coming back.
We will not vanish without a fight.
Fall back!
We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our...
That is definitely bigger than the last one.
If I compile the list of my favorite summer films of the 1990s, Independence Day is easily in the top 5.
I would agree with that. I mean, this was viral marketing before viral marketing was a thing.
Oh, let's talk about some of that, because they're continuing it this year. Like we mentioned, Will Smith is not in Independence Day Resurgence.
Which is mistake number one with this sequel, if you ask me.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I would like to see Big Willie style in Independence Day, but he's not in the sequel.
No.
But with some of the viral marketing, you can actually go and find out what happened to his character and find out why he's not in the movie.
Right. If we haven't known about that by now, I'll keep it a secret still. They may or may not talk about that in the movie itself. But I hear Will Smith was kind of sad to hear about his character's, his way of ending, we'll say.
Well, he should have accepted a little less money and done the movie.
I agree. At that point, when you've got millions upon millions in the bank and you love this character so much, as an actor, build on your craft and go build that character.
Right.
Because I know without a doubt they would have offered him the role back.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did offer it to him. I mean, right. They tried. They tried very hard.
That's a big character. Mm-hmm. That's pretty gutsy from the movie maker's standpoint to have basically your main character say, no, I won't come back, but go on and do a sequel. And that's happened before,
mm-hmm.
but we've seen those movie sequels before as well.
That's true.
It doesn't really end too well usually.
And by killing that character off, there's no chance for him to reconsider and come back, if this is very successful. And I think this will be one of the biggest movies this summer.
Right.
Unless it was a prequel to the sequel.
He can't.
The years in between 1996 right. and 2016.
The Y2K alien scare.
Exactly. There you go. Jeff Goldblum's back.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, yes, yes. Jeff Goldblum back on the screen.
That's always a plus.
I'm excited to see.
Yeah.
And when asked every President's Day who my favorite president of all time is.
Who do you always say?
Thomas J. Whitmore.
Yeah, you do.
Thomas Jefferson Whitmore. President Whitmore.
Which now we see Bill Pullman in this role, bringing his character back. Why does he look like that? Why is he disheveled with a long beard and long hair? Post-presidents, after their presidency, don't look like that.
I actually have a theory about this.
Oh, what's that?
It's the mind meld he did with the alien.
You think so?
In the original Independence Day.
Do you think after...
Because in the trailer, he says, I see him in my sleep. I don't know why he turned into Harrison Ford.
Yeah, Harrison Ford. I don't know what happened there.
Why did it have to be snakes? I see him in my sleep. I think it's the mind meld he did with the alien in the original Independence Day has affected him mentally. Mm-hmm. And I want to know if you see the trailer online, you can go on YouTube and find it. When he walks, I want to know what corridor he is walking into that looks like a death walk.
Right.
So I'm starting to think President Whitmore doesn't make it out of Resurgence.
Is he the Randy Quaid character? Does he save the Earth? Save the world from
be.
That?
I think he could be.
Someone's got to sacrifice themselves. I mean, someone has to.
Who's a better character? Mm-hmm. Randy Quaid's character from Independence Day or Christmas Vacation?
Ooh, it's almost the same
Cousin
character.
Cousin Eddie.
Cousin Eddie post that crazy Christmas they had.
That's true.
In 89.
What if it was just Cousin Eddie?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love that.
Because this was the summer before Vegas Vacation comes out. So that's an alternate universe vacation movie. but in the same timeline as the original trilogy of the Christmas Vacation and European and Normal.
Maybe he was in Vegas right before.
Vegas Vacation is a prequel to Independence Day.
I love where we're going with this. We're creating universes that don't exist.
The National Lampoon's Extended Universe. It's a long time in the coming. Yeah.
How do you think this is going to be?
I think terrible. I love love.
Really?
Yeah, I love love.
After all that, you're not looking forward to this.
We have spit shined the first one as much as we can. I love it. I love the first one. I haven't seen it in about 10 years. I may not love it as much as I once did, but at the time when it came out, it was a huge blockbuster. It did a lot for the movies that year, for sure. I think it did a lot for viral marketing, like we said earlier.
Well, it's interesting because if you go back and look at what happened in cinema following Independence Day, it did launch this whole small string of disaster films in the late 90s, like Volcano and... Which, I mean, I know we had San Andreas last year, so
that's true.
Maybe it's still...
But I don't know if it's the CGI of it, but that image of a White House, just looking at that still shot of the White House and then blown to literal smithereens.
In 1996, it was so cool. Mm-hmm. From about late 2001 to 2005, I couldn't watch that.
Really?
Because it was
it
was too reminiscent of 9/11.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you just don't look at disaster... especially nation or worldwide disaster, at least for me, the same way after that, after 9/11.
Just the way
it looked too similar to reality.
The way they made it, the practicality of it all. I mean, if you watch the behind-the-scenes featurettes, which I may be the only person who does that for Independence Day, but if you do...
No, I've seen them.
Okay. They're all, of course, like miniature. I mean, it took hours and hours for men to make these models and statues of the White House and those big monuments. And so they actually blew these things up from the inside out. So these were actual, you know, chunks and shards of concrete, wood, and rock going everywhere, much like an actual building would. But nowadays, if that happened, they would save some time and money on that and just make it CGI. It would look fantastic in a way, but wouldn't have the realism that that did.
That's true.
It would not.
You know me.
I'm a fan of the practical stuff.
That's true.
Be it horror movies, be it action movies, I want real flames. I want real smoke. I want real things.
It will be very interesting to see the effects that they can do for Independence Day in 2016. And June 24th, the aliens that invaded in 1996... return for round two.
A lot bigger ships this time around, right?
It had to be a bigger ship. Much more destruction. Coming up, we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to our heart.
Oh, yeah?
Superheroes, supervillains, capes, the comic movies are next.
On the Adam and JP Summer Movie Special.